I know you're in here, Dracula, you big nerd. Where's my damn money? I'm here to stake you out. Open up. Get it? Stake you out? Like, take you out, but with a stake. Because you're dressed as a vampire and we're going out. Oh, shut up. That's comedy gold and you know it. I've missed you. So are you gonna invite me in or what? It's kind of weird for me to say that, huh? Since you're the vampire here. So come on, let me in. So what's up? Are you excited for this party? I'm just glad we can go together, honestly. It's not like we know too many people who are gonna be there. You okay? Why are you so fidgety? What? Something's up with your costume? What? No, I can't go alone like this. My costume works better when we're together. Come on, put the rest of it on and let me see. That doesn't look too bad. What were you worrying about? I can fix this easy. Just get me like your sewing kit or whatever. Hurry up, Mr. Scary Vampire. Okay, here we go. Keep the costume on, it'll be easier to figure out how I'm supposed to make this work. How did this even happen, anyways? It's not like you were running around dressed up like this. At least not as far as I know. You don't know either? Oh well, it's no big deal. Okay, so I just have to adjust this part here, and then I can get these two thingies together. So hold still, I don't want to hurt you. Hey, that worked. Why do I sound so surprised? Well, I'm good at sewing, but you were the one that figured out this whole getup. Now, just tilt your neck a bit so that I can. Wow, maybe I should be the vampire tonight. Huh? Besides, you're definitely too cute for this part. Hey, your neck's getting pretty hot. Are you feeling all right? Wait a minute. Are you blushing? Oh my. Am I making you nervous? Come on, Dracula. You can't let little old me get you all flustered like this. I'm kidding. Come on. Come on, let me get back to work. So, how have you been? Aside from our costume making sessions, I've barely seen you. You're not blowing me off for some secret girlfriend, are you? Hey, stop flinching when I get close. It's cute, but you're gonna make me mess up. And like I said, I don't wanna hurt you. No secret girlfriend, though, right? Choose your next words carefully, because I do have a needle in my hands. Good. You can't leave me all by my lonesome. What would you do without me, anyways? I'm even fixing your clothes like some old housewife. Speaking of, I'm almost done, so just stay still so I can get this last bit. Sorry about all these fluffy parts. I know how ticklish you are. Yeah, just like this. Oh, wait. I'm still holding the needle. What am I doing? Oh, relax. I would never hurt my ticklish little baby. Okay, now that all the prep's taken care of, take it off and I can fix it properly. There we go. All done. We are so late now, though. Hey, relax. Seriously, don't worry about it. I obviously didn't mean that. You know me. What? Now, why would I want to do that? Screw the party. The whole reason I wanted to go out tonight was because I planned on going with you. There really isn't a point in me going by myself. Come on, I'd rather hang out with you alone than at some lame party. Of course, I'm sure. How about instead? We just stay here. We can chill out on the couch in our costumes, watch horror movies, and eat trashy food until we crash. How does that sound? Yes! Okay, awesome. You go get the blankets and the pillows and whatever else. I'm gonna go raid your kitchen and grab everything that's bad for us. You brought the blankets, right? Hand them over. I'm freezing. Well, not really. I just want to be comfortable. I already chose my spot on the couch. Come and join me. You don't have to be shy. We both know you get scared easily. No. Come back. Come on. I'll stop teasing you, I promise. See? It's nice here. Don't you feel safe, all cuddled up with me? If it makes you feel any better, you make me feel safe too. So, what are we watching? Something stupid and cheesy, or do you want to get, like, creepy psychological film? We could even watch a slasher if you're up for some gore. That's not usually my style, but we can watch whatever you like. Hey, doesn't this movie have, like, a ton of jump scares? Are you gonna be okay? Alright, okay, good. Pass me some of that chocolate and let's get started. Oh, jeez, man, come on. You jumping like that is freaking me out more than the movie. Do you maybe want to take a break? We can change the film if you want. Are you sure you're okay? You seem pretty anxious tonight. And not just now during the movie, I mean. Okay, up. Come on. Sit up and face me. Also pause this stupid thing. We don't need to hear screaming in the background. So tell me what's wrong, and don't say nothing. You're not usually like this. You can always tell me what's going on. And I promise to only laugh a little bit. Wait, no, enough teasing. I'm being serious now. So if you really have something on your mind, you don't have to hold back. I would never want to hurt you, so just unload it. Wait, stop. Are you teasing me now? You know that's my thing, right? Like, if you just... You're serious? You're serious? I mean, you're serious, serious? You're in love with me? I don't know what to say. I just let me hug you, please. I don't want you to see my face right now. Yes, I'm crying. Why? Of course I love you. Why do you think I'm always teasing you? No, it's not like okay, listen, I know this might sound like some immature cop-out, but it's not easy for me to express myself when it comes to stuff like this. It never has been, especially when I'm with you. And we've been together for so long, and I didn't want to screw up what we had. Well, how could any of us have said anything if we were both so scared? Just shut up. Just hold me tighter. I'm the one who's supposed to be teasing you. Yeah, and it's Halloween. I'm doing the tricking, see? And you'll be my treat. Oh my god, did you just hear yourself? How can you expect me not to tease you when you're this adorable? No. Are you seeing your face right now? Like, it's a freaking stoplight, man. You can't say you're not cute. My big, sweet, vampy baby. Come on, cuddle me again. Let's just stay like this for a while, okay? I just want you near me right now. I love you. Aren't you glad we missed that party?